The Black Penta.
That was really good. Not,
what? What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
Nothing's wrong
with it.
Is there anything wrong with my impression of Forrest Whitaker doing Black Panther?
No.
It's technically black. Whatever.
No, I mean, the first two times are great. I think you could really nail another third try.
Yeah, you could really.
The Black Penta.
Every fucking week, new movies get released. How does anyone ever see these? There are too many movies.
Welcome to There Are Too Many Movies, family.
Hello.
This week on There Are Too Many Movies, we watch Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. But before we talk about that, we're going to talk about what we've been watching.
Hell yeah.
I'm Chris Collins.
Josh Rodriguez, Film School University.
And will you get the football thing on there?
It is on here.
Bum, 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 bum.
You don't like doing it?
I can.
I don't know where it is.
All right, I'll just do it.
I got it.
Finish him.
Oh, here, I got it.
I'm the Joker, baby.
Is that it? That's it, right?
Yeah, that was perfect.
That's your drop, right?
Yeah.
You're the Joker, baby. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
That was right on cue.
Yeah.
All right,
that's perfect.
What's your name, Alex?
I'm Alex.
Actually, Alejandro Hernandez.
Oh, it's Hernandez, right?
Yeah.
I'm Alejandro Hernandez.
Why'd you ask me?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
You could have asked him.
It's Hernandez, right?
Why are you asking me?
I'm Alejandro.
I don't want to say it.
Rodriguez.
I don't want to white-splain that.
Oh, right, right.
All right.
We're brothers.
Hey, before we talk about anything else, $5 a month on Patreon will get you access to a bonus episode a month. Supplements, which is a new bonus episode we're doing weekly that contains just like...
some bullshit.
Just fucking, we talk about whatever we want, and then I cut in deleted scenes, outtakes, and intro stuff. And
as a little tease, we just talked about video games.
Yeah. We did.
And constipation.
We did.
We did.
We talked about butt stuff.
Yeah.
And poop.
Butt stuff only available on Patreon.
That's right.
Poopies on the strip, dude.
Yeah.
Poopies up on the strip.
And basically, that's $5 a month. You can only hear those conversations about how Josh was plugged the fuck up last week.
Corked like a fucking pirate.
Oopsies.
Bottle.
Oopsies. Did I eat nothing but fiber? Week? And then
did I just eat potato pancakes for fucking 4 days?
Anyways, join Patreon. You can get access to the Discord, bonus episode, a bunch of other fun behind the scenes stuff. And you can get to hang out with all of us, all the blood relatives in the Discord. Shout out to all of them. That's the best part.
Yeah. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
Dude. Yar.
Yeah.
We all do right. JOIs. And for like a quick teaser of a JOI.
Okay.
I'd be like, come.
Come.
So. Nice.
Right.
And it works every time.
Every time.
Actually, every single time.
Yeah.
You have to be really quick with it, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Quick with it. All right. So, yeah, that's Patreon. But who wants to kick off watch list?
I'll kick us off.
Nice.
Nice. Cool. Hell yeah.
I'll start a strong, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Because it's a strong watch list.
The opener,
actually,
if you will.
Premature.
The first one on my list is a fucking Chris joint, dude.
Oh, shit.
This is right up your fucking alley, dude. I watched Francis Ha, a 2012 joint directed by Noah Baumbach and starring Greta Gerwig. It's also written by Noah Baumbach and Greta Gerwig. It is fucking really good, dude. It's a really great film. And as soon as I finished it, I was like, Chris would fucking love this movie.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot, but definitely felt like you would definitely get you would appreciate it a lot. It is about Greta Gerwig.
That?
So she's living in New York.
This
and
is like a really smart movie.
Well, not necessarily.
It's a really intelligent movie.
It's about like prostate stimulation.
Yeah, it's about doing butt stuff.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm in.
I actually am in then.
Adam Driver's in it.
That doesn't matter.
Nice.
Greta Gerwig is really good, dude. And she plays a dancer.
I just met her.
And she is, it's complicated because she is not dance. Like one of my favorite lines in the script is she's at a dinner party and someone asks like, hey, what do you do? She's like, it's hard to explain. And the guy's like, because what you do is complicated. And she goes, no, because I don't really do it. And it kind of encapsulates what trying to be something when you're really young is. And like not being able to do it right away. You know what I mean? She's like in this dance company that doesn't like necessarily let her dance. She's more so like a temp or like an assistant. But the script is really fucking tight and one of the best edited films I've ever seen. It's an hour and 36 minutes, dude, and it feels like that. It is fucking fast, and there's not a lot of... It is the opposite of a slow burn. It just fucking goes along, and it gets to scenes incredibly fast. I don't know. I really think you need to watch it. It's on Netflix, and I really enjoyed it, dude.
Nice
art house film to kick it off.
I've heard about it before, but I had never watched it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
And it's very much about living in the city, and you know, having friends and kind of growing out of friendships is kind of a predominant role in the movie. She doesn't have necessarily like a ton of love interests in the movie. It's very much just about like not being friends with like your best friends anymore. I don't know.
It does sound like I would like that.
I just think the subject matter, I think you would get a kick out of it. I think you would like it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Cinema 4.3?
Cinema 5. I'd say 4.3. It was really good. Wow. I don't know that I need to own it, but it's really, really good. Yeah. Okay. Regardless.
Where'd you watch it?
Netflix.
Netflix.
Nice. A Netflix joint, baby.
All right.
Next up on my list, I borrowed this from Alex Wilson.
Ugh.
Alejandro Hernandez, sorry. It's called Ron from 1985, yeah. An Akira Kurosawa joint based on King Lear. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I told you that.
No, you fucking didn't, dude.
Go back to the episode.
Fuck you,
go back,
man,
to the episode. Go back and you'll see.
Ah, fuck you.
And I will, in which I state, I don't know what King Lear is, but I read that.
I don't fucking know either. But it's one of the most beautiful films I've ever seen.
It is gorgeous.
The cinematography in this movie is fucking... It just fucks you, dude, the whole time with beauty.
Have you seen the photos of Akira Kurosawa on set of Ron? And
yeah.
It's just hard as fuck.
Yeah, and I like that he reuses a lot of the same shots. Yeah. Like, and he just... It's, you know, it's old school filmmaking. Like, he'll just invert the shot or flip it, and it's like the same exact shot, but he just uses it later, and it looks great. It has been restored in 4K. There's a really cool documentary in the supplements about the restoration of Ron, which is very detailed and very, very interesting. I fucking love any supplements that have to deal with the restoration of film. Fucking gimme, dude.
Yeah, that shit's interesting.
Gimme, dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so satisfying. And when they show you like side by side comparisons of like, look at all this fuzz.
Look at this grid.
Yeah, it's fucking dirt. There's a fucking worm on it and shit.
There's a worm in the frame.
Like, we cleaned it up. We killed it. You know, no big deal.
They killed the worm?
No.
Oh, no. That was the magic of filmmaking.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. So many comments about that, dude.
Oh, the Scorsese's casino thing?
Yeah, you guys are pedantic.
Yeah, we posted
a clip. We like it when it looks like shit.
Yeah.
We posted a clip about the Martin Scorsese casino.
Scorsese's.
Yeah, Marty Scorsese's joint where you can clearly tell it's a dummy being blown up.
In the first explosion on Casino.
And I defended it, by the way. I was like, leave it in. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was the only one that was like, replace it.
No, I was
too. Oh, were you?
But all the comments were like, where are y'all's films?
Like, you have to, that's such like a dumb argument.
Yeah.
Like, you have to make a film to recognize that something's shit.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Like, you have
Casino's
to.
Casino's a great movie. That's just a terrible intro to the movie.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. But
it's quirky. It's
bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It looks like.
But I don't give a shit.
Yeah, their arguments are just so stupid. It's like, hey, do you listen to music? Have you ever listened to music?
Yeah.
Do you like any bands? What albums have you written and produced and created? Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I hate that argument that you have to be like critics. Like, where's your movie? Like, anytime
we're
you criticize
anything. We're not critics, we're just guys.
We're just talking shit. Yeah.
But I think in general, like, I don't like that argument of like, you have to make your own to be a critic of something. It's like, hey, I don't have to be a chef to know that this tastes like shit.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's a dumb argument.
I've been to an art gallery. I've never fucking painted.
Yeah.
Like, why... Whatever.
And most art is kind of fucking boring.
Stupid.
Anyway. Yeah, it's I went to a modern art museum.
Most art is boring. Chris Collins.
I went to a modern art museum in New York City. This is like New York. So it's like this
the
is
best of the best.
This is the good shit, right?
Yeah.
You're like, this is fucking stupid.
It was like, you know, it had the most pretentious shit. I'd walk into like a room that was like on all white walls, and there would just be like a TV. With like that was just like scrolling through like somebody's TikTok feed, and I was like, "This is
oh my God.
this is art.
Do you get it? Do you get it? Though?
It's about capitalism. Do you get it?
Whoa, man.
I wanted to fucking kill myself. I was like, this is art. Like
the banana on the wall.
It made me think of that Virgil Abloh quote where he's like, a red Solo cup in the street is trash, but he put it in a white room and it's art. And I was like, what?
What is the, yeah.
Like, there's nothing, there's no substance in that. Like,
no.
Give me Shadow of the Colossus.
Honestly, well, yeah. You know what's funny is in that same museum, there was a video game exhibit, and that was the best part of it.
Nice.
It was just like a history of video games and like art.
I love paintings, though.
Sure.
I genuinely love paintings, though.
Yeah. I can get that.
Like Impressionism and shit like that.
Sure. But stuff where it's bullshit, like you're talking about, or it's just like, it's just like a weird sequence of colors on a giant canvas. And different people are like, oh, it's the beach. And someone else is like, it's actually mountains. Like, fuck off.
There was one that was just like this artist that did big, bold colors. It was literally just like paintings that were blue and yellow and like,
I
was
BBC,
just like,
if you will.
But it wasn't like a solid, but it was like,
right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here's $85 million.
Yeah. I bought a blue.
But it's a tax write-off, so you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Why art is basically just a big tax write-off. But like, yeah, that was dumb as fuck. I'm sorry to derail to talk about art, but whatever.
No, but you see something like Nighthawks or something that like it literally tells a story in one frame. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
I'd argue that more so than the BBC, the big bold color artwork that you just referenced, more so than that, like the airbrushed wolves on t-shirts, to me that's more artistic.
I genuinely agree.
Big bold colors.
Yeah, I agree.
Some of those fucking things are cool.
Some
man.
Of them go fucking hard, dude.
I'm like, this is a wolf, just fucking like a man wolf, like staring into the abyss. You
yeah,
know what
just
mean?
Howling.
Yeah.
Give me two howling wolves crossfaded.
I'm like, I'd fucking love to draw some shit like that.
Yeah. It's the official art.
I wouldn't wear that shirt, but.
It's the official art of having that dog in you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't fuck with that guy. He's
got a big old ran on his shirt, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Rawr. Anyways, Ron was pretty good. It's fucking great. Every frame of that movie is perfect as far as I'm concerned. It is stunning to watch.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about it is, and I think it's just because this doesn't really translate to a Western audience, is the jester.
Dude, I couldn't guess. I had a hard time following the story because I just didn't care that much about the story.
I mean, it's Shakespearean. It's long.
Yeah. It's about families and your fucking kingdom and whatever. I was just like, it looks perfect.
It's beyond gorgeous.
It's just a fucking vibe. Yeah. I don't even need the dialogue. Just fucking throw some music behind that bad boy and it looks, it's just visual paintings, man. Fucking gorgeous. Check it out. I also watched, it was Cinema, it's 4-3. I'll probably fucking.
You gonna get that steelbook?
Yeah. It's pretty great. It's
pretty fucking cool.
Red Eye, dude.
Oh.
Wes Craven joint.
2005 Wes Craven joint starring Rachel McAdams, starring Cillian Murphy.
Cillian. I heard it's Cillian the other day.
Cillian Murphy. And it just came out on 4K, so I picked up that bad
really?
Boy. It did.
I was trying to watch it on Prime a few weeks ago, and it was just in like this limbo of 720p bullshit.
Yeah, fuck that. Get the 4K, baby, because it's stunning, man. You want to see Cillian Murphy's eyes as blue as they can get? Dude, he's a fucking fox in this, dude.
I mean,
he's still a fox, dude.
He's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
And
he's
in a
great actor.
In a thriller where he's like fucking, you know, like shoving her up against walls and stuff.
He's like
arguably
a fucking creep, but it's really cool.
Yeah. Dude,
it's got that dog in him.
All of the, every single Letterboxd review of Red Eye is like, why isn't that me? In the fucking, in the bathroom scene when he's like choking her up against the wall.
Yeah.
Every fucking review is like, fuck. It me.
That's a real like undercover great thriller.
Dude, it's great.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
It holds up. It's just a fun, great thriller.
Okay.
Hardly know.
I gotta check it out.
Check it out, man.
Grab that 4K.
And Rachel McAdams, dude.
Great. Always.
Actress.
She is a dude. She might be my favorite female actress. Like
really?
Seriously?
Actress.
Wow. Yes. You gotta see About Time.
Spotlight. Oh, About Time. She's getting About Time.
Oh, you seen it? Okay.
Yeah. She's great in Red Eye, and then she's great in my next joint. Game Night from 2018, dude.
Jason Bateman,
right. Rachel McAdams.
Jesse Plemons,
who's a fucking comedic genius in that movie.
Yeah.
Three bags of Tostitos scoops, I notice. There was a special on these tonight. 3 for 1.
3 for 1?
Yep.
How can that be profitable for Frito-Lay?
With his dog and shit.
Amazing.
That movie is excellent. And, dude, I found a Kyle Chandler role where he's not Joe Everyman, dude.
He doesn't. Did he wear a mask the whole time?
What do you mean?
Did he have plastic surgery for the role?
He's like tanned up and douchey and.
I don't know, man. He will never not be the NPC default character for me.
Yes, he looks like that, but he's a good actor.
Like anytime you start a game, boom, default character one,
yeah.
Man one, default man one. Preset.
That's create what, a wrestler and it's
Kyle that's Chandler. Kyle Chandler.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I get it. I get that. But I think he's a good actor. You don't think he's a good actor?
Sure.
No, yeah. He's fine. He's
okay. Forgettable. You're just making fun of the way he looks.
Yeah. Just attacking someone needlessly.
For the way that they look. How do you feel about Lizzo, Chris?
Overrated.
She's a great musician.
She's a great musician.
Have you heard her flute playing?
Yeah.
Sure.
Shit goes hard.
She's funny.
Yeah. Why you gotta talk shit? It's Lizzo.
Did you see that whole thing where she like changed her lyrics because somebody was said she was ableist?
What?
Yeah,
no.
She said something.
Spaz.
Spaz. You can't say spaz anymore.
Are you fucking kidding me?
One tweet and she was like, you know what? This is a great PR move. I'm going to change that lyric.
Actually, yeah. Smart on her end, I guess. It's going to get to the point where people are going to be like, you can't say freakazoid because it's fucked up towards fucking freakazoids. The
guy's going to come out and be like, I apologize for Freak-a-leak. It was a different time.
They canceled the cartoon show Freakazoid.
Yeah.
Cut to the Black Eyed Peas. Let's get retarded,
dude.
Like,
yikes. Yeah.
Anyways,
way to go, Fergie.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
You pants pissing bitch.
Have you seen that video of her singing while flipping?
Well, the cartwheels.
Fucking hilarious.
It's like that Kanye video where he's like, ah!
Like, running full speed.
Yeah.
Have you seen her sing the national anthem?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then all the athletes that are like trying
what
to be
the
like,
fuck?
Yeah, Stephen Curry's like really trying hard not to laugh.
That a flag was still there. Oh, say.
You gotta have some entertainment.
Dude, you awful. Anyways, Game Night is fucking astounding. Also directed by John Francis Daly, who was in Freaks and Geeks. Did you guys know that?
Oh, shit. That's cool.
He's like the main kid from Freaks and Geeks.
Barely remember that show. I watched Undeclared more than Freaks
kid
and Geeks.
Kid with the black hair. He also wrote Spider-Man Homecoming. And him and his directing partner also just finished, they just directed the Dungeons and Dragons movie, which apparently is really good.
Yeah, I heard good things, but I'll probably never watch that.
Never watch that, but apparently it's fucking great.
That blew me away. Like, everybody has said it was pretty good.
Yeah, and I mean, it looked so like hot surprised. Dipshit garbage.
The trailers were fucking so bad.
Oh my God, I was like, that smells like dog shit from a million miles away, but apparently it's pretty good.
And I honestly thought similar to Game Night. I didn't watch it in theaters. I was just like, okay, that looks like a whatever Jason Bateman
movie. It looks
like
a straight-to-DVD movie.
Yeah, it looks like a Jason Bateman movie, like very just standard run-of-the-mill.
Here's the deal, guys. When you pass go, you collect $200. All right? You know?
Don't love it.
Yeah, don't love that. Hey, quick powwow, guys. Don't love the fact that you got free parking on my Monopoly space there. There's always money in the banana stand. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't fucking know.
Game Night is a really fucking good movie. And it had a lot of great action, and it's just a fucking solid, fun cinema 4-3 fucking fun time.
Is there a guy that comes and you see the cum in the movie, though? Because that's my new metric for...
Here's the deal, Rachel McAdams. I'm going to fucking cum.
The famous Jason Bateman
quote. Yeah. All over this Game Night. And that's the movie Game Night.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's a very, very good movie. Check that out. That's it.
Nice. I'll go next.
For you? Okay.
I have a very short list. You might even call it a micro list, but it could still satisfy you.
You think so?
Because
I don't know, man.
It's about how you.
It's about how I use my list. Right?
Yeah.
And even like
it's
my
the motion of your list.
It's the motion of Will Schindler's list.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Nice.
Rewatched it, just felt like it. I remember really, really enjoying that one in particular. And I still did, loved it.
The ending of that one, man.
Dude, yeah. Fucking Yondu That's like one of the best character arcs in 100%. Any of the MCU.
Dude,
movies.
I think all of the Guardians have.
They're great.
Incredible characters.
So good.
Arcs. But yeah, Yondu in 2 is just fucking great. Yep.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas, which is on Disney Plus.
Yeah, the Christmas special. They did like a Star Wars Christmas special, making fun of the Christmas special, but with the characters.
Yeah. The first like 10 minutes or so is basically like a music video, and that I was pretty not into.
Yeah. Okay.
But after that, it's really just like Batista and the Mantis girl, like hijinks, and it's nonsense. It's really funny. It's still James Gunn, so it's still good. It's a fun time and
worth
it's like,
watching.
I mean, it's 40 minutes, so yeah, I would say so.
If you're a Guardians fan,
Guardians fan, for sure, yeah, worth watching. I would still say skip the first like 5-10 minutes because it's literally just a music video.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, Black Panther 2 finally got around
Wakanda
to watching this.
Forever.
Yes, because I'm an ally.
Black Binta. That's my Forrest Whitaker. What do you guys think?
That was really good, actually.
That was great.
Do it again right? With the I though. Yeah.
The Black Panther.
That was really good. Not
what?
Not
what's wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
Nothing's wrong with it.
Is there anything wrong with my impression of Forrest Whitaker Black Panther?
No.
It's technically black. Whatever.
No, I mean, the first two times are great. I think you could really nail it on the third try.
Yeah,
though.
You could really.
The Black Panther.
That's great, dude. Right?
Now say, this is the Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
No, I can't do that. What do you mean? He doesn't even say that.
Yeah, he does. That's the most famous part of that movie.
I was in Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai.
Yeah.
Right?
Good movie.
Yeah.
They went in the panic room.
It's in the Criterion Collection.
Is it really?
Ghost Dog?
Ghost Dog.
I remember you really liked that one.
It's a good movie.
Anyways.
It's a nonsense movie. It's a good movie, though.
Black Panther 2?
Yeah, Black Panther 2. It's kind of...
Wakanda forever.
There you go.
That's great. Yeah.
That's good.
It's got the eye and everything.
Yeah.
For the visual listeners,
I'm doing the eye thing.
It's the most important part.
I'm
doing the eye.
It's the perfect Forrest Whitaker impression.
Yeah, it actually is. Other eye. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't keep... It's weird because I have to have my eyes open to do the voice.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Black.
You know what? You're actually doing a really good Guts impression right now.
Yeah.
That's
nuts from Burke.
That's relatable to nobody. Go ahead.
All right. Most famous manga of all time, but all right. Black Panther 2.
Yeah, let's talk about Marvel slop some more.
It's fine. Namor, I will say, is a pretty fucking cool villain. He's like, he's basically like an Aztec or a Mayan god.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
Come back to modern times. Other than that, it was fucking whatever.
What does Forrest Whitaker play in it?
He was in the first one. He's like a...
Oh, he's not in the second one?
I don't think
he
so.
He was like the fucking... Oh, God, I don't
He's like an elder dude.
What were you going to say?
You know in The Lion King, where they have like the really wise...
Rafiki?
Yeah, he's like the Rafiki in Wakanda.
Okay.
Or in the first Black Panther.
He's not in the second one, though?
Yeah, but he does have a staff, though.
He does.
And a very red ass.
And a big bulbous asshole. You could say he's constipated.
Right. He's very Rafiki.
I've got a shit so bad.
All right.
I've got to take a big Black Panther. You swing.
I just met her.
Yeah. You got to swing.
Black Panther.
You got to swing for him.
I don't know.
All right.
I appreciate the swings.
Yeah, you got it. The Great, season 3. This is...
The Elle Fanning joint.
Yes, Elle Fanning, Nicholas Holt.
Nicholas Holt is great. I love him in a period piece.
Dude.
Continue.
Okay, I've kept up with the show since it first started. This, if you haven't seen it, it's super underrated, and I don't know why no one talks about it, because it's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
It is so funny, and like a really...
Is Elle Fanning funny?
Elle Fanning's really funny in this.
Wow.
Nicholas Holt is fucking hilarious in this.
Dude, one of my favorite roles of his was from The Favourite.
Yes.
Where he plays, like, you know, he's the old Victorian times, and he's just a fucking asshole.
He's a
human
dipshit.
Being.
I mean, he's basically, he's Peter the Great in this.
Okay.
Of, like, 1700s Russia. And it's so, like smartly written and clever, but in like, a non-douchey way. And it's sort of like if Bridgerton was good. It's basically that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's about it. That's all I got.
You don't like Bridgerton?
I never watched it.
It's kind of problematic, Alex.
Is it?
T- to not like Bridgerton? Yeah.
Well, it's a period piece that...
And it's very diverse, Alex.
Right.
So therefore, it's really good.
Right, and so is The Great. So The Great is like if Bridgerton was good. Because I've only heard bad things about
Bridgerton.
But
is The Great diverse?
It actually, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, one of the... Like, when the intro plays, it says a sort of true period piece thing.
Nice.
It's
much like Bridgerton, which is diverse and clearly period accurate.
Yes. Great. It's great.
Nice.
It's great.
Black Panther.
Excellent.
Anyways, is that it for your list?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go, Chris. What you got, buddy? I want to hear it.
The Thomas Crown Affair, 1968.
Ooh. Oh, the OG Thomas Crown Affair, not the Pierce Brosnan joint.
Not the Pierce Brosnan joint, which I grew up on. Cinnamon, wait. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah.
Not in a long time.
Oh, my God. The fucking heist at the end of the 1999 Thomas Crown Affair. I was like...
Shouts to Jeanette. What's her name? Janet Russo?
I don't know.
Try it with the French accent again.
Jeanette Russo.
Sure.
Is that from
Janet Reno? Isn't that her fucking name?
From the 1968 one, or
no?
The
from
one?
the Pierce Brosnan one.
I don't know.
She's red hair.
Oh, she's great. Has red hair.
She's great, but I don't remember her name. I'm sorry. Okay.
Whatever.
Merida.
This one stars Steve McQueen, Faye Dunaway, 1968.
Look at you with the 68 joint.
Faye Dunaway though.
What made great. You decide to go OG?
Shout out to Caroline. I think it. Somehow Thomas Crown Affair came up and she was like, the OG is really good too. And I was like, fucking old movies. Fucking old movies. Yeah. You know, movies started later. Like, why the fuck are we watching this shit? But it's actually really good. It's really modern. It's weird when you go to old movies because sometimes they have like really modern filmmaking techniques.
You went to see it?
No. I'm just saying, like, when you go to see old movies or when you watch old movies, they the tell is always the audio. They will sound like the ragtime, like, type of shit. And
or the lack of, like, atmospheric music.
Yeah.
And, sound design was absolutely for shit back then.
Exactly. It was non-existent. They just kind of recorded what was on set and called it a day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But this has some really cool... This definitely influences, like, Steven Soderbergh and, like, Ocean's 11 movies.
Nice.
Oh, dude, there's, like... And then, like, split-screen, like, boxes of different things happening.
Let's fucking
go,
dude.
In the heist and stuff. I was like, this is a really cool movie. It's more about charisma than it is like the heist, where it's like,
because Steve McQueen is
just
it, right?
Cool.
Yeah, it's just cool guy shit. Like he's a rich fucking alpha.
Hey,
bro,
dude, check this out.
Dude, whoa, you're in the pocket. You are in the pocket.
You're like jazz.
Anyways, Thomas Crown Affair 1968 is actually really solid. Nice. I liked it.
Cinema 4-3.
Cinema. I don't need to own it, but it was an enjoyable experience.
Okay.
Seeing like. Where the original, you know, the original Thomas Crown Affair, but also just I don't watch old movies often, and that was kind of fun.
Yeah,
dude, you got to watch Seconds now, dude.
Okay,
the Frank Oppenheimer joint or Oppenheimer, Jesus, John Frankenheimer joint, really fucking good, dude.
Okay, I rewatched The Godfather. Oh, hi, Caroline. Caroline's back.
Oh, hello.
Hi,
hello.
How's it going?
Hello.
We're doing a podcast.
Wow.
What's that? Oh my God! Thank you.
A cherry lime the slushy.
Yes, for us.
Ooh.
Oh my God! Thank you.
Oh, whoa. On the fucking set.
Wow.
There we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just talking about Thomas Crown Affair, 1968.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you said it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
He said that you said it fucking stinks, dude.
What'd you say? Yeah, exactly. Anyways, this episode brought to you by Sonic Cherry Slushies.
Yeah, blow it.
Sonic, sponsor the fucking pod.
Snock.
Honestly, anybody.
Anyways, I rewatched The Godfather.
Oh, thanks, man. You rewatched it?
Yeah. I hadn't seen it since high school.
Oh.
You gonna take that straw off?
What? This is my straw now.
Oh.
Because I jerked it off.
Oh, nice.
I want it.
Shout out these. Thanks, Caroline. No, it's okay. I'm editing all this out.
I hope this doesn't have cherry or limes. I'm allergic.
Yeah. Swell up like a puffer fish.
It's good. Thank you.
It's good.
Hello.
This is Josh. This is
Hello.
Alex. It's Emily.
Hi.
Hi. That's Caroline. You know Caroline.
No.
I don't.
Okay.
How fucking rude to just burst in here.
Unbelievable.
Here's some cherry limeades. Fuck off.
I like ocean water. Yeah. Bitch.
Anyways, The Godfather, I rewatched.
Let's go.
I haven't seen it since high school.
Part one.
Wow.
Yeah. Part one. Only part one for now. Man, this shit's slow, dude.
What?
That shit's slow.
It's
man.
Good. Don't get me wrong. I know this is going to be an L take to most of the Discord.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the whole ride.
To most of the Discord,
fuck.
I mean, most of everyone.
Yeah, but part two apparently is the best, right?
It's my favorite.
By
okay.
far and away.
Okay, part
and
one.
And then part three is the peak, like, of course.
Yeah.
It's like, for a better example, dude, it's like, I don't know, Avengers Endgame, where Infinity War is really good, but Endgame is far superior. You know what I mean?
And then Godfather.
If we're to compare the Avengers
to the MCU,
to Godfather, you know?
Yeah.
I still enjoyed it. Maybe it's because I was sick, but I was just like, dude, this is dragging. It was so much like just fucking Italian guitar picking and walking around Sicily. I was like.
I fucking love that shit, though.
It's fine.
It's a vibe.
It is much more vibey than it is, like, mafia action. Like, and I'm not saying I wanted an action movie, but it's so much more suggested, suggestive on its mafia power, and it's, like, where things, like, he has a conversation, and then the horse head shows up.
It's more implied than,
yeah. It's more, like, it's shown and not told, which I like.
Yeah.
But 2 hours 40, bro. Fuck, man.
Are you saying that Mafia is a better movie than Godfather?
Here's the thing. The only reason I saw Godfather in the first place is because I watched Mafia.
Fuck. Wow.
Yeah,
when
dude.
When I was like little, or, you know, early high school, I saw Mafia. Or,
one of the greatest.
Middle school. Or
one of the greatest parody films of all time. It's, yeah. It's right up there with any Mel Brooks joint.
Yeah.
I fucking love Mafia.
And so then going back, it was hard for me to, like, even realize what was Mafia and what was actually The Godfather.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Because Casino and all that, they blend together and shit. And I was just like... I enjoyed my rewatch, but I mean, the most iconic scenes, some of the most iconic scenes ever, but man,
it's no Marty Scorsese joint.
Yeah, it's
you know what
see,
I mean.
See, I'm fresh off the heels of Casino and Goodfellas, and I was like, shit,
which,
like,
is like the refined version of that.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
And it's the, to be fair, this modernized version of those. It's quick and fast and fun and good and dialogue. It's like, it's so,
and more violent.
Yeah, and it's so fast.
Yeah,
even though they're long movies.
Yes. Right.
It's just, it's modern in the way that the story is told.
Agreed.
Whereas Godfather's very much a very traditional, old Hollywood.
It's an old Hollywood type film in the sense that, like, it's not, doesn't have a really unique visual language. It feels more like a play, in a sense. Do you get what I'm saying? Where it does have shots and close-ups and wides and stuff, but, like, shots linger much longer. They go from this and they pan, they don't cut. It's like a scene becomes this scene, as opposed to, like, it's very minimal editing, and I enjoyed it still. It's like a solid 3.5 out of 5. I know it's like, but I do think that people, like, pretend to like The Godfather because everybody likes The Godfather. You know what I mean? I still think I feel like some people just feel like they have to say they like it.
Two is fire.
I need to watch part two.
Yeah.
Two. Al Pacino in two is just fire.
I don't even think I've seen three. I really liked how he came in.
I've never seen three.
Yeah.
It's hot garbage.
Yeah. I don't think I've... I mean, it's been so long since I've seen two. It'll be, like, brand new anyway.
Okay.
At this point. So.
Dude, James Caan, though... Godfather,
James Caan,
he was good. He was good.
I liked him better than Thief, but
same, I mean,
same.
Yeah,
Thief goes fucking hard. Last thing I watched, Shorzy on Hulu.
Shorzy,
no idea what this is.
It's the maker of Letterkenny. Nothing.
Never watched it. You've told me about it.
Oh my god, you guys would love this show. It's like trailer
Canadian,
it's like
right?
Canadian humor. Maybe it's just touches my sensibilities, but it's like It's the maker, Jared.
He is from Canada, after
That's
all.
True, yeah.
Winnipeg,
He
right?
says Valium.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm up there in Winnipeg, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, just...
You like some fucking, fucking...
Cheese
Tim
curds?
Hortons?
Tim Hortons. I fuck with the Tim Hortons. I fuck with cheese curds.
The poutine.
Some hockey and poutine.
You like patini weenie, dude?
Patini weenies. Yeah, you know it, dude. I like to slap the puck around and then I go to the Tim Hortons, get a fucking... Some cheese curds and fucking...
We'll get a Gimli slider, eh?
Yeah, you know it, bud. Anyways, Shorzy is about... it's the guys that made Letterkenny and...
Pauly Shore?
No.
Oh.
Jared Kiso, so I think is his name.
That's not Pauly Shore.
He made a hockey show. And it's literally...
So it's for you.
It's for me. Like, dude, it's...
And the playoffs are right now. Playoffs.
And Dallas Stars, Go Stars, are doing well. But it's about this guy that's in like a senior league, like a AAA league. It's not even like the NHL or whatever. But so he like, he's trying to make a beer league, essentially win more games. And then he also like referees high school on the side. So it's like, it's just, but he's also got like, he's just an amazing trash talker. He's
like Eastbound and Down kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see. Yeah. Kind of where he's just like the sort of the star and he's just trying to like, take over, run the beer league. And
is it better than the movie Goon?
Yes. Ooh, that's a great movie.
Yes, it is way better than Goon.
Really? I liked Goon.
That's
I liked Goon too. I haven't seen it in forever, but...
Is it better than Slapshot?
That's also a good movie.
Fuck. It's hard to say. It's so different.
Slapshot is a good movie.
Is it better than Goonie?
Is that Paul Newman in Slapshot? No.
I don't know.
I'm fucking up. Who is that?
It's Randy Newman.
Yeah, fucking... You gotta get the book. You gotta score it. It's really cold, and you gotta slap the book. You got a Zamboni. You got a Zamboni. Where is trouble? On the ice.
All right, we're done with that. We're done with that. We're leaving that. Anyway, Shorzy's fucking hilarious. There's a YouTube. A video I'll show you guys. I'll probably just cut it into this episode here, but it's like 5 minutes of Shorzy talking shit to the high school kids, and he's just like,
"This is fucked." And you know what's fucked, Cora? The amount of times your mom's faked a jellyfish thing to get me to piss on her.
You didn't get the first one?
Oh, here comes Liam.
He punched you right in the head.
He punched me right in the head.
Fourth place in a 14 league, Shorzy. You're living the dream.
You fucking saw it, Shorzy.
Yeah, and you fucking retaliated.
I punched him in the chest. He punched me right in the head.
You retaliate, you go for two, Liam. It's the first thing they teach in hockey. You're so fucking simple.
That's a terrible call.
Yeah, that's why you're in your sixth year of high school, you fucking idiot.
His trash talk is so fucking funny. Like, the intro to the show, he's just like in... the stall taking a shit and like the coach is like yelling at the team and then he's like, "Shorzy, you got anything to fucking say?" And he's just like in the stall and he's just like, "This team is so fucking bad, I'm shitting puking at the same fucking time." And then he just comes out like ripping dips, like he's just like ripping tobacco dips. He's like, "What a fucking loser, all you are fucking pathetic." Like, dude, it's also, I think it touches all my sensibilities, the Canadian accent. It's like I grew up knowing all people like that, like
in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Canada.
Up in
where
Canada,
you're from.
Where I'm from, Canada. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Anyways, I highly like recommend Shorzy.
I love that he just keeps going more north. And
I'm from fucking the North Pole, actually.
Yeah. By episode 300, I want to be from Alaska.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen the sun in 6 months.
Yeah. I'm from Nome, from 30 Days a Night, eh?
Yeah. I'm basically a vampire. I killed my wife to see some fucking color. Anyways. That's all I got on my watch list.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Nice.
Fair enough. Good hearty watch list for you.
Shall we get into Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
Get into it!
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Let's fucking go, dude. Chris.
What's up?
This is a very interesting episode because you are fatigued the fuck out of superhero movies. And I totally understand that you are.
Yeah.
Marvel slop, dude.
Right.
Big time Marvel slop. had you seen the other Guardians films going into this?
The first one.
So you still haven't seen the second one?
I can't remember. You know why? Because they make too many of them. And I don't know what's what anymore. The Guardians are in other movies. They also have a fucking Christmas special that you apparently need to watch. They have...
They don't need to.
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Right.
There's I get you. Totally.
There's four Ant-Mans. There's too many Marvel movies, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Do we need the Marvels? Did you see that trailer?
The Marvels eat my ass, man. That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Marvels.
I was so surprised that you liked this considering like you gave Doctor Strange a shot and you housed it. You left. You walked out of a theater.
Yeah.
You housed a Dr. Pepper and left. When he said fortify your mind and you're like, I'm fucking out of here.
Fortify your mind.
You have to fortify your mind.
Sorceress, fortify your mind.
I fucking dipped, man. It was so bad. I probably should have dipped for Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, but I went with family and I didn't want to bail.
You're like, fuck you, my whole family.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was really bad, too. I haven't liked anything they've done since
Endgame. None of it matters since Endgame.
Yeah. I mean, that was like the cap. Even,
I'm tired of saying this.
People liked No Way Home and I was over it. I didn't like that movie. Really.
I liked that Tobey Maguire was in it, and I like Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I mean, it cashed in totally on nostalgia. It's like, hey, did you? It's one of those things where it's like, no, we're not going to invent a new IP. We're just going to make cash in on nostalgia because we'll bring in the crowds that we already know are going to buy tickets and get asses in suits.
Also, catch me at the Flash when that shit comes out.
I was just thinking that. Like,
yeah, see,
it's a fucking Batman movie. I feel so bad for anybody that's a fan of the Flash.
Do you think
that's like, yay, finally a Flash movie?
Yeah, nope.
Yeah.
It's like, nope, it's just Michael Keaton and Ben Affleck back again, baby.
It's not even a Flash movie. It's straight up a Batman movie.
Yeah.
I wonder if like that's like a sort of a parachute for how shitty that whole Flash thing was going to be.
Well, it's the Ezra Miller fallout.
Yeah, do you think it was?
Yeah.
Do you think they brought in Batman like last second and they were like, oh,
no,
fuck.
No, that was the plan. That was years.
No, he's been a piece of shit for years.
I don't know. I think that was the plan going in. It's like, okay,
they have
people aren't going to watch this Flash movie. We need to make it a Batman movie.
Okay.
The first frame of this movie that was ever released was a photo of the fucking Batman chest plate.
Flash movie.
Yeah. The first frame was a fucking the Batman chest piece.
And they're like, fucking please go see it. Please.
Yeah, yeah. And I get it, dude. And I'm fucking there.
I mean, who's going to watch the Blue Beetle? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Okay, the Blue Beetle. What the fuck is that?
Exactly.
That's a new DC joint. All right, I'm literally so.
But
exhausted.
He's Hispanic, dude. So why are you being?
Yeah,
that
it's kind
way?
Of like not cool.
Here's the
it's
thing. Almost I, saying I fucking like, hate them all.
As an Alejandro Hernandez myself.
Yeah.
That's like saying you didn't like the Blake Pinta.
Yeah, I'm good, dude. I'm just like
super fatigued.
I'm fatigued. You know what? I'm also fatigued about
what
the people that. Are that attack the superhero fatigue.
Yeah.
Have you seen that where it's like, just let people
get
have fun.
Just
it.
Let people enjoy
it.
No.
How about you shut the hell up and enjoy it?
How about
shut the
I
hell
got
up.
A microphone and you don't?
Yeah.
One.
So shut the fuck up, dude.
One, like better shit. Two, let people enjoy things. How about you let people hate things? Three, enjoy your three-head fucking Six Flags cinema. I'm going to fucking... watch actual cinema, okay? Like Marvel slop, I'm tired of all of them blend together into this big gray soup of formulaic bullshit that you can always the good guy wins, post credit scene, cool movie, dude. It's great if you're a fucking 5-year-old and you can house popcorn and candy. Like I'm just over all the I'm over that and I'm over like I'm over anyone that actually gets excited for this stuff. We're like, hey, did you see the Ant-Man 4 trailer? I'm like, what
Who
are you talking
fuck?
About?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's the fourth Ant-Man.
And it's
why is anybody getting excited about
it? It is socially engineered to give you goosebumps while you're in the theater because they bring up back some old fucking song that you like. And it's like, but what if we make it dramatic, dude? And the stakes are fucking the world is ending, dude. It's
for its 34th time.
Yeah. And it's always that. And
the world is ending and it's only focusing on the one protagonist we're focusing on, let alone the rest of the Avengers are just not going to be here for some reason.
Well, because they're in a different timeline or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking multiverse.
And then half of That's the movie is setting up another movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is why, all that to say, I fucking love Guardians of the Galaxy Volume
3. I agree with you.
Wow.
They feel as separated as they can be from the overarching MCU bullshit.
Dude, this... like, earnestly, this wasn't an MCU movie.
Yeah.
In the formulaic way that we've been treated to MCU movies the last... I mean, you know, since Endgame. When you include the shows, when you include the movies, it's all, like you're saying, very formulaic. I think this falls definitely under those same categories, but, like, at the very least, James Gunn has a voice in these movies that no other director in the MCU has.
100%, yeah. And this is why you're going to be so surprised that I walked out of this movie.
Whoa.
With about 40 minutes left, I said, fuck this, and I walked out. I was enjoying it a lot, but I said, fuck this, I'm walking out. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
This is the worst theater experience I have ever had in my life.
Fuck.
So I sit down, movie's about to start. The entire time, for about an hour and a half, that's about when I walked out, about an hour and a half into it. That entire time, people were going down the steps and going up the steps and fucking laughing and farting and clapping and going, no, and crying. Ugh. All this bullshit.
Just that, actual popcorn humor.
Was this a Friday or Saturday
night? This is Tuesday night. This is last night at 9:20.
This is exactly the kind of audience you'd expect to be in a Marvel film, though.
Yeah. That's not even the bad thing. About an hour and a half into it, I start hearing like these popping noises around me. And I was like, what the fuck? I try to ignore it. And then it keeps getting closer and closer to me. And then I realize someone behind me is just throwing food on my row. So some food hits me and I leave to be like, hey, there's someone throwing fucking food in the theater. And then a manager comes by and he's like, okay, I'll go in there and see who's trying to do it. Of course, they don't continue to throw food while a manager's staring at the audience.
Right.
And then he's like, well, I can't see who's doing it. So here's like a free pass for another movie. And I'm not going to go back to my seat because people are throwing food. As soon as he leaves, I hear more food being thrown.
Jesus.
I immediately start to hear it again. And at that point, I've just been standing like by the staircase, like watching from there. And by that point, I had missed a good like 10 or 15 minutes of the movie trying to get someone. And I was so fucking livid, explosively mad that I said, fuck this. And I left.
Damn.
After shooting up the entire theater.
Here's the thing. Why do that a week after Alan? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do that in a theater? Yeah. Of a superhero movie.
Yeah.
Why do that?
Why? Yeah.
Like, I would never do that, obviously. I would never do that. But just one warning shot. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, man.
Yeah, that's awful, man.
Yeah, I walked out. I could not fucking handle that bullshit.
That's one of those where it's like I would choke somebody.
I would
slam them into the seat.
Here's the thing. Here's
the kids?
Here's the thing. Okay, rows A through C, the first three rows, I was the only person on row C. I was one person in the first three rows. I feel food hit me. I turn around, and it's completely packed. Completely.
Oh.
And it's also
How did no one else complain?
Exactly. And it's also like a loud explosion movie, so I can't be like, whoever's throwing shit, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. Because then I'm just yelling at a crowd of people.
Yeah, then you're the asshole.
Then I'm a piece of shit.
Then you're like, hey, stop disturbing my movie.
I really wanted to be like, I'm about to make this a problem for every single person here. Yeah. You can stop that shit, or dude, I can stop this fucking movie. Like, I was fucking losing it. Like,
dude, I'm
like,
sorry.
I felt food hit me, and I threw it behind me. And then
you threw it back?
I threw it back, and I turned around to see if anybody reacted, and everyone was just...
Just NPC
just
humans.
Yeah, pure just NPC.
Popcorn just humans. Fucking there for their Marvel slop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there's a post-credit scene.
Yeah. So I got to the part where Rocket is revived, and it sucks because I was really, really enjoying this movie.
Yeah.
And I still want to finish it, but
you haven't finished it? You didn't find a way?
It was at 9:20 last night. I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's no way in hell I'm going to the theater to watch this movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good segue into how I watch this movie.
Yeah.
I torrented it.
Yeah.
Slots.net across the
Indian
whole
Indian gambling.
Indian gambling sits across
Let's
the whole
go.
Thing. Yeah. I didn't go because, well, for one, I'm not feeling well, but two, I literally just didn't want to. I didn't want to for that reason. Sometimes I love going to the theater for movies, but
of course
Marvel movies, I'm like, I'm good, man. And
I don't want to be around those people.
I'm just simply not invested in this movie at all.
Dude.
This story, this franchise, this universe, I don't honestly don't fucking, this is, I know it's getting good reviews and everybody's like
on the James Gunn hype train.
Yeah, everybody's dick riding James Gunn for some reason.
I mean, he's great.
He's great though.
It's fine. I don't know. It's like he still has the same. Like, he did good with the R-rated The Suicide Squad, but
in
a PG-13 frame, he's still a Marvel, just another forgettable Marvel director.
I mean, he's working within
opinion.
The constraints of these movies, and he's doing the best I think a person can
do. Dude, the fact that these characters had actual arcs throughout all three films, that they're the most relatable of any Marvel characters, they actually have faults, and they're not perfect human beings, and... You know, I the fact that this starts off with Peter Quill being a fucking drunk, I was kind of pissed they didn't like address that for the rest of the movie.
It was
kind of a throwaway thing, but it's like, would have been really crazy if they kind of kept through that storyline.
If he kept being like,
And
behind
this
the wheel of a car, and they're like, hey, hey, hey,
or behind a ship or whatever.
Yeah,
and this movie deals with a lot of abuse too. I mean, all of the Guardians films kind of have that like undertone of abuse.
Yeah.
To different characters, and yeah, it felt like they could have gone a little darker with it. Obviously, they didn't because it's a fucking three-head mm-hmm. Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
But for what it was, for what it's worth, outside of the scope of MCU, like I loved it because it to me felt outside of that, and it felt like a much smaller movie. It's not them yeah. saving the world necessarily; they save a ton of people and a ton of animals, which I'm cool with. But it was them. It was just about them trying to save their friend.
Yeah. And it's like,
but of course there's a guy trying to fucking explode the universe or whatever.
Right.
It's
right.
always
the, like,
it's
I
always
have to perfect the life form
that,
or
that,
whatever.
That felt it, don't so
you
secondary.
Don't
though.
You relate to me because I don't I have a relatable arc because I just want to perfect things. Don't, isn't that a I'm an anti-hero? I thought he was his it was like Thanos mid Thanos.
Yeah.
You know?
You didn't like him?
He did a good job as the actor, but like how many times can we get the madman that wants to change something and perfect it? And he's like, oh, it's always under this umbrella of like, I'm not trying to just kill everyone. I want somebody that's like, literally, I just want to kill everyone. At this point, like, that would be refreshing. In this point, like, in all the Marvel movies, it's always under this like weird
like a veneer of
ethnic cleansing sort of undertones where he's like you know, balance the universe half and half, like we're overpopulated with Thanos, and then this one is like, well, everybody's angry and so I'm gonna
create a perfect race,
perfect life form and counter Earth or whatever. That was just forgettable for me as well.
I know I just went on and on about my theater. Can I tell you about one single particular person in my theater?
Yes, please.
Okay. This person, a joke would land, and about 10 seconds later, every single time, he would go, ha, 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 ha.
Jesus Christ.
And then something bad would happen, like Lila, the little otter, she got shot, and he went, no!
My God.
This isn't even, I'm telling you, I swear to God, this is real. He went, no! And then a stifled fart came out. I was like, you've got to be fucking absolutely kidding me.
Like, this is a literal plant of an NPC.
Yes.
One of those guys ruined my first Everything Everywhere screening. Like, he was one of those guys.
Dude.
Just like, at everything, human. Just like, like shit like that. And whenever Jamie Lee fell through the door, he was like, whoa! I was like, oh my fucking God, dude.
And then there was...
Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah. And then about 40 people clapped when Rocket got revived, and they went, whoa, yeah! And I was like, dude, I wish I had a bomb strapped to me.
I would love to publicly shoot myself right when Rocket gets revived.
Yeah,
I would stand up and go, this is because of you, and blow my brains out.
Yeah.
Just ruin their lives. They'll never be able to go to another Marvel movie ever again.
Hope I change the way you look at life forever.
Anytime something ever happens good in a Marvel movie, they'll think about the time a guy blew his head off in front of in a theater. Like, they'll get flashbacks to that.
It's that uncontrollable
This is
outburst.
My calling now. This is my calling, I think.
Dude. It's that uncontrollable outburst. That it's just absolutely uncalled for.
It's so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like, maybe whenever Captain America wields
Avengers,
the hammer.
Yeah.
Dude.
That was
yeah, unforgettable theater moments in Endgame when he... Yeah, like, there's moments that turned me into a living goosebump.
That is understandable.
But if you're an Ant-Man 4, and you're going...
He's like, oh, he became ant-sized again.
What a night at the movies.
He's really small now.
God.
But he's still strong.
Wow.
God. Cut to them on YouTube. Yo, Ant-Man 4,
they made a time machine, man.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It doesn't matter about any continuity because there's a multiverse now.
Yeah.
So we can just do whatever the fuck we want. Anyways.
So yeah, that was probably the worst theater experience I've ever had.
That's awful, man.
That was a
my torrent was pretty good.
I bet I'm probably gonna do that.
You know, I can give you the file.
Thank you.
My torrent was pretty good, with the exception of a can opening every few minutes.
Oh my god!
Like, at the start of the movie, like, and it was someone right next to the camcorder,
and he's like, shh.
But also, there was a popcorn human in the theater of the recording.
Uh-huh.
Like, and they were next to him, and like Raccoon would get hit by Warlock or something, and he'd be like, oh shit, he's fucking dead. Like, like they were just like, oh shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like shit like that, where it was just like.
Were there random, like 2 minute ads of like, Rajini Casino is now online?
It was like, it would be in the middle of like this, like in the height of the third act, like they're fighting and then, you know, throwing each other and catching each other. And then it would cut to a guy pouring a bunch of shit into a blender and just being like, poker nights at slotsnights.net. And I was just like, this is what I get for shout out to NordVPN, sponsor the podcast.
Hey. Download torrents with NordVPN.
Yeah. You wouldn't download a fucking.
You wouldn't fucking. Yeah. No, you wouldn't do the thing.
You wouldn't do the thing that you're not supposed to do.
And you
don't do
did.
It. Why would you do that?
I would 100% do that. What if that was the ad? It was like, you wouldn't do that highly illegal thing you're not supposed to do.
Why would you do that?
You don't like drugs. Drugs are bad.
The best.
You wouldn't download heroin.
Download the heroin patch from your 3D printer.
Yeah.
You wouldn't fucking.
You wouldn't download fentanyl.
What?
Oh shit. I was trying to download Guardians of the Galaxy and it was actually malware fentanyl and now I'm dead.
You wouldn't 3D print an ass spoon and shove it up your own ass, dude.
You wouldn't.
Anyways. Yeah.
Someone on the street of a place I was staying at one time nodded off on heroin inside their car and their face fell against their horn for about 4 hours. So that was pretty cool.
That sounds pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Heroin sponsor the pod.
Sponsored by fucking heroin.
Sponsored by heroin. It's not that bad if you only do it once.
You do it the one time and you're done and you make a conscious decision. You don't do it again.
Microdose H, dude. It's like not a big deal.
People at the new trend, sweeping the finance bros, they're microdosing heroin.
They just call it H, dude.
Sometimes you just got to take the edge off. You're crunching numbers all day, dude.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to snort a little H. Yeah. Anyways.
So that's cool.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, anyways. What about it?
I really, really wanted to finish this movie.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'll send you it.
Thanks.
I'll send you the movie.
Thanks.
Slotsnights.net.
Rajini Casino is open now.
Black Panther.
The Black Panther is open now.
The Black Panther Casino.
The Black Panther.
it's Forrest Whitaker. Like, it'd be like, wait, is this part of the MCU now? He just runs a casino.
Blending shit.
In the multiverse, Forrest Whitaker actually ran a casino.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know, man. We swing. But here, let's get back to the movie. My theater experience is a laptop in my bed. All right? I did it that way.
Yeah.
It's too long. I know it's enjoyable. You guys liked it. Too long still.
Yeah. I mean, it
2:30?
Is it?
For a Marvel movie.
Oof.
No.
I mean, it's capping off a trilogy, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
I
see your point, and I'm sorry.
I see your point. I just simply disagree.
I get you. Yeah.
Avengers Endgame can be over 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, those are like the culminations of like several.
Guardians 3.
I don't know, man. I really don't think this kind of. When you. Art direction, cinematography. I thought on all levels it was better than Endgame.
Yeah.
The hallway scene was it.
That was fucking awesome.
That was great. That was an amazing scene. I enjoyed that.
Great sequence.
I love a good one-er. And that was a really cool coordinated
and innovative.
Oh, you didn't see it.
Yeah, it was.
Fuck, I'm man. Literally, you literally didn't see the best part of the
I'm
movie.
Literally trying to think. I'm like, did I see that?
No, it's a one-er.
It's the very end.
It's
best
like
part
a 2-minute one-er. It's fucking awesome. It's a combat scene.
Great. And I think it was Beastie Boys, right?
Of course.
Of course.
But like not Sabotage or whatever.
No, it wasn't Sabotage.
Can't stand it.
It was Beastie Boys though. Yeah.
But it I don't know. I feel like with him, remember Suicide Squad where it's like
Suicide Squad or
Suicide Squad.
Okay.
The Jared Leto one.
Oh, okay.
With that one, it had a lot of jukebox moments where it's like playing popular songs that
sure.
you know and love. Fucking Bernalier. CCR and shit. This is very James Gunn curates the soundtracks to a fucking T. In the scripts, it has the songs that are going to be included in the film.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he'll play it during those scenes on set.
Nice.
Like he has big speakers, and he's like,
"Well, this it's is actually
set the vibe."
It's actually motivated in this universe because it's
He has a fucking Zune.
Yeah. It's part of his his Zune, it's part of his
I also think it's cool that in the first two, it's all 80s stuff, because that's all he was ever exposed to.
Yeah, he only
to.
Had two cassette tapes.
Exactly.
And then at the very end of two,
he gets the Zune.
They find a Zune.
And then that's when the more modern music comes in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that, like, it's kind of dumb,
Zune
but it's also pretty
through
cool.
the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a funny thing.
Everybody's going to Google Zune.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Be like, what, I want the Peter Quill thing.
Yeah, everyone knew precisely one single person that was like, dude, the Zune is so much better than the iPod.
Yeah.
Like,
than the iPod Classic, one of the greatest inventions of all fucking time. Yeah.
There's always one person that was fully Zune pilled that was like, you guys just don't fucking get it.
Dude, it holds even more.
I can hold pictures.
Dude, it's, guess what? It's fucking brown.
Yeah. It's brown.
Wow.
Cool design choice. Yeah. Let's make it the color of shit. Awesome.
Yeah.
Are you telling me you don't have a shit brick, dude?
The shit brick from Microsoft. First of all, I had season one of Aqua Teen Hunger Force on my iPod Classic, and that was unbeatable.
Yeah.
That was the original Nintendo Switch for me.
I remember I used to sneak pornography on my iPod Classic.
I do remember that.
I was
watching it on the screen the size of your fucking thumbnail.
Yeah, I'm just like fucking cool.
You're like,
man.
I think that's a tit.
Oh, shit. That's an areola for sure.
I would name it Metallica songs. It's like, there's no music video for this.
Yeah, there's no music video for Saint Anger.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
There is, but like, no one's going to watch it.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So
the Frantic music video?
There's a song on that album called Mama Said. And I was like, this is a music video for Mama Said, of course.
Of course, dude.
It's not porn, dude. Of course not.
Shout out LimeWire.
Yeah.
And FrostWire.
Never heard of that one.
That's where I downloaded Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, dude.
Hell yeah.
LimeWire.
Bringing it back.
Anyways, yeah, it was incredibly mids for me, like as expected. But, you know, I went in with my whole mentality and just who I am as a person.
You were already pessimistic.
And you watched it on
a
laptop.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I would have enjoyed it much more if I saw it in theaters.
I don't know. A lot of it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I am conscious of the set and setting thing. Like, I
don't think you gave yourself a chance at all.
Yeah. You're Avatar 2-ing me right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe.
And granted, that's a piece of shit, but.
Granted, yeah, sure. I really simply don't care. I don't like Chris Pratt either.
I hate him less than people seem to hate him.
He's got a lot of haters, but I mean,
well, he's like fucking Blue Lives Matter Christian boy.
I don't think that's a problem.
Not necessarily. It's just, it's like,
as long as he's not like hurting people.
Dude, there's videos of him hurting people.
I just think it's like, I don't like that whole vibe, and I don't like...
Oh, no, I would never be friends with the guy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Where he's like mega Christian,
yeah,
and that's like his whole vibe.
The fact that he believes in God doesn't, like... I don't detest him for that.
No, I don't...
I do.
I just think... what, he's Mario, you know?
Yeah, he is.
The fuck?
He is Mario. Mario.
Yeah, and he did a solid fucking 10 seconds of research for that role.
Right.
And played himself.
He ate a fucking pizza.
It's like, whatever, dude.
A mushroom.
Yeah.
He became a plumber.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jack Black is like, fuck yes!
Yeah.
Been waiting my whole life!
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you excited to play Bowser?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Dude, there's videos of them all playing, like, on, like, the press tour, like, where they'll set up, like, a Mario Kart between all of them, and Jack Black dusts everyone every single... Like, you can tell, like, he loves Mario.
Yeah.
Like,
gives a shit.
So the people haven't played it. The movie I still haven't even seen.
Apparently he has the best part of the movie, like, his song.
I mean, I believe the shit
Jack
out
Black.
Of that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean...
We love Jack. Yeah, yeah.
But Chris Pratt, I don't know.
The only thing I don't really like him in is Jurassic World. And I think that's because I just don't like those movies.
Yeah, he's a fucking Velociraptor whisperer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking...
He's the Caesar Milan of raptors.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's like... Velociraptor's a fucking alpha predator killing machine. And he's like... Psst. Yeah. Like, oh shit, okay.
Oh shit, my bad.
I didn't realize you were like that. I didn't realize you had that raptor in you, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking that. What motivated that? He's just got
money.
Fucking Jurassic telekinesis.
he's like the whisperer, so good, guy.
He's just so
he's
cool.
Got that raptor riz.
The actual in universe explanation is they have to recognize who's the alpha, which also isn't a real thing. That's like some...
for cold blooded dinosaurs, dude.
Yeah,
it's not a thing.
They're literally all lizard.
Dinosaurs.
They're all lizard brain.
Yeah, yeah. They're chickens.
They are kill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just not a fan of any of it. I liked the raccoon stuff is really sad. And granted, it's all CG, so I was like,
but you show me a little baby animal of any kind.
I love raccoons too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That very really cute. Got me. It was definitely the Rocket Raccoon aspect of mm-hmm. the film that I was like very much into.
Oh, it pulls your heartstrings fucking hard.
Yeah, I cried like 2 or 3 times during this.
Damn. Yeah, it's real sad. Like the moment where I didn't cry, but there was a moment where I was like, I might cry if there was a perfect concoction of like consequences or circumstances.
Yeah.
I might have been able. Yeah. Yeah, I might have been able to, where it was when he turned around and saw the sea of animals that were still caged when he like was saving people. Right. And then he turned around and saw there was a bunch more and they were all just like, yeah, like, and then he started to cry, little raccoon tears.
And a big through line for all three of the films is that he doesn't know what a raccoon is.
Yeah.
So anytime anyone would ever call him that, he's like, I'm not a fucking raccoon. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like he'd always say that. And then when it's revealed what they are and he's looking at all of them, that was like I was like, oh mm-hmm. fuck, like that, yeah, that guy's
like
big
earth
time.
Common name raccoon, and yeah, he was like, my name's Rocket. And then later he's like leans
takes
into
it back
it.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm a raccoon,
yeah,
fucker. And that was the one f-bomb they dropped in the movie.
That was the one.
Yeah. No, I'm
and the
kidding.
N-bomb,
yeah. No, like I thought it was a weird f-bomb drop.
Really?
Yeah, it felt out of place. Like, it felt like they put it in there just to be like, I'm James Gunn.
No, it was an improv moment.
Really?
Well, James Gunn improvises lines for them.
Oh, sort of like Judd Apatow or something?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, yell this, you know, he'll yell it to the actors for them to add some jokes and context or whatever. Sure. Because a lot of that stuff isn't written out, and that wasn't in the script. The fuck was not.
I really am surprised that got past all the studios.
Yeah.
I think they just gave him carte blanche to do whatever the fuck he wanted. Yeah. And this is coming
from
a guy.
Which is weird considering they fired him.
They canceled him.
The reason this even came about is because the whole cast was like, we will not do this with anyone else.
Much like all the directors at... They were like, hey, please, Roman Polanski, let him go.
He's a great director. You gotta watch Rosemary's Baby.
I'm not saying I'm not saying bad tweets are the same as fucking a 14-year-old in a hot tub. I'm just saying. James Gunn, yeah. Have you guys seen the tweets he got canceled?
No, I actually haven't.
Would you like to?
Yeah, I would love to.
I have some.
I would
here.
Really
let's
love
go.
To.
James Gunn in, hold on, let's see. April 5th, 2009. I like it when little boys touch me in my silly place.
What?
Yikes.
That's the tweet.
Fucking what?
Isn't that funny?
Send it.
Post. Post it.
What date was that?
2009.
I mean,
James Gunn, February 24th, 2011. Got a photo shoot with some people. So he tagged some hot people, I guess. Trying to maintain a semi-chub so that I'll look impressive in these photos.
I mean, that's not as bad as little boys.
Not really. James Gunn, August 15th, 2010. The Expendables was so manly it fucked the shit out of the little pussy boy next to me. The boys are back in town.
Eh.
That's not even a funny.
That's not even
it's
like
not
a
funny.
Yeah.
Not funny. It's not worth it. This one, I don't know if it's canceled.
I get that he was going for a joke, but it wasn't funny.
Right,
yeah,
right.
These are all incredibly unfunny.
The James only one Gunn, I outright think is just, hey, don't post that, is the very first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. James Gunn, March 12th, 2011. This hotel shower is the weakest ever. Felt like a 3-year-old was peeing on my head.
Maybe stop bringing up little boys' dicks, specifically.
James Gunn, July 11th, 2012. 3 men and a baby they had sex with. Hashtag unromantic movies. That's just the tweet. That's it.
What is that even about?
It's using a prompt. I get what he's saying, but that's not great.
That went over my head. I don't have the... I guess I didn't go to film school, so I don't get it.
James Gunn, March 1st, 2009. Mary Matthews just told me a story about how a monkey jerked off to completion on a kid on the set of Max Keeble's Big Move.
Again, a kid.
What's up with all the kid stuff?
Max Keeble's Big Move. That's a great movie, though.
James Gunn, November 14th, 2009. About to vomit as I'm stuffed with... Etouffee, an eggplant. I'm Louis Andersoning my ass out. Just the fat, not the little boys.
Okay, distancing himself from the little boys. That's good.
It'd be a shame if there was another tweet about little boys.
But the Louis
James
Anderson.
Gunn, September 19th, 2011. I'm doing a big Hollywood film adaptation of The Giving Tree with a happy ending. The tree grows back and gives a kid a blowjob. So that's just like a few of them.
That's not great. Give him Superman.
Yeah.
Cuts a Chris Pratt and everybody like, hey, please, we will leave the MCU if he's not directing our movies.
That's arguably 10 years prior to
I know.
I'm not saying like he's, I just think it's like, holy shit, man.
Yeah, I'm not saying like, I think he fucked a little boy. It's just like, hey, why'd you post that?
Yeah.
It's also just like strange that he does that, but then like, everybody's like, in Gunn we trust. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get why. I mean, the Suicide Squad was pretty good. It was an R-rated superhero movie. So yeah. I think that gives it like, that in itself makes it better.
Yeah.
It was R-rated. So
Peacemaker was fucking badass.
I still need to watch that. I really want to.
That's a great show.
But the thing, there's so many Western comics that are so mature in tone and dark, and that doesn't come across in the past like 20 years of comic book movies. Other than a few instances.
Yeah. I think he's a strange choice for Superman, but he is now the Kevin Feige of DC. So it's his fucking world.
Mm.
He does what he fucking wants.
Yeah, they gave him the keys to the kingdom in DC, which is crazy.
It's crazy. And he's like, let's do another Batman. I'm like, fucking shit.
A different one?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
A mess. They will never recover from the mess that they are.
Dude.
They will never recover.
They need to nuke everything. They need to have one movie where everyone dies.
Yeah.
And that's the whole plot.
We call it the reset.
Just like the DC
reset.
Yeah.
Just stop it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just do what you're doing with Joker. A great standalone thing.
Stop that, too.
Stop Joker?
Yeah.
If it's a musical, I don't want to see that shit, dude.
Joker and Lady Gaga?
Look, I'm going to see it.
No, you can't now.
Fuck.
You're not allowed to.
Damn it.
You're talking shit.
No! I'm a binary human and you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, like keep doing good standalone movies is all I'm saying. The Batman's great.
Yes.
Keep it up. Keep that in its own little thing. I don't need everything to be connected. I really do not.
I don't care about all that.
We've seen it. It's it leads to formulaic messes.
Yeah.
I don't need another Taxi Joker though.
I mean,
I don't need another one of the Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
It could be left totally alone. I agree with you.
I think the fact that Joaquin Phoenix has even agreed to do a sequel is like, all right, this must be really fucking interesting one way or another. It's either going to be really great or really terrible.
Or this is the beginning of his Nicolas Cage arc.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm entirely open to it because I wasn't expecting a whole lot from the Joker in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it. So I'm just like, all right, let's fucking go.
I don't mind it as a mental health movie, not as a superhero movie. Though. Doesn't make.
I mean,
any.
It's not really a superhero movie.
It's fucking
movie,
Taxi though. Driver with the Joker.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, but can you picture Joaquin Phoenix Joker going up against Batman? You can't.
No, I don't think they're gonna bother.
They're not gonna do that though.
I know, but it's just like it doesn't. Whatever.
But you're saying that like Batman is intrinsic to the Joker's very being, so not having it feels weird.
It wasn't a comic book movie. Why even attach it to the Joker at that point?
Like, just have it be a different character.
Yeah, it just didn't. It was it was such a risk and such a like a diversion from what the Joker is. Like, it didn't feel like
it didn't feel like a Joker movie, if that's what you're saying.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Where it's just like it's Taxi Driver with the Joker. It's a mental health movie.
Yeah.
He's completely fragile.
Yeah, but he's not literally me.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You could punch him in half. Like is the vibe I get from the walk. You could punch him in the chest and he would start crying.
But that's kind of the whole vibe of every incarnation of the Joker, right? Is like they could be seen as like frail people, but they're just so insane that they somehow avoid that.
I think Joker is just I think it's just a really good movie that happens to be about the Joker.
Yeah.
Mm. Like I the fact that he is the Joker, my wires are not connecting in that way. I don't see him as fucking Heath Ledger's Joker.
No, of course not. But I don't see him as any version of a Joker.
No, exactly.
He didn't have any good jokes. He didn't have any good puns.
Yeah, but I mean,
like at least in like even in Dark Knight, he's got Joker killing related puns. Let's not blow this out of proportion.
Yeah.
Bad choice of words. Like, yeah. Let her go. Like, those things are, and his madness is still, like, diabolical. In yeah. this, it's like, this guy, like...
He's an incel.
He's on an open mic or bombing.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then he killed some people in a subway and then put on the makeup. And, like, that was... It was Taxi Driver.
He's Brendan Job.
I don't imagine him being, like... I don't know. We're derailing onto Joker. I've said this. I feel like I've said this a million times about Joker.
I don't know. The only thing I'm skeptical about is the fact that I've heard it's going to be a musical, and that just seems like fucking what?
But Lady Gaga's in it.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. She's a great singer. She's a great dramatic actress. A musical?
I don't know. Did you see...
The Star movie?
No, the fucking...
Oh,
Gucci?
Yeah.
House of Gucci?
Jared Leto. Bring him back.
As the Joker?
As the Joker and the... Hey, it's a me, motherfucker. The fucking...
Yeah. I liked... You know, I don't think Jared Leto's Joker got a fair shake, but I wanted to see SoundCloud Joker more.
I fucking hated it.
Could have been cool.
They totally...
Could have been cool.
David Ayer entirely fucked that movie up. And yeah, I guess really studio interference also, but like, he needed to be the villain of Suicide Squad.
Yeah. He was just like this weird... cameo character.
Yeah. And then like the real monster is a fucking subway demon that fucking,
I don't even remember,
that like absorbs people. I don't know. I couldn't give a fuck about the villain. Like, it needed to be a fucking heist movie, Ocean's 11, where they're trying to capture the Joker, end of story.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Also,
what more
laugh.
Do you fucking need, dude? Yeah,
dude, worst laugh in
dude,
he's literally the Joker, baby. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, it was really bad. I mean, I'm entirely open to Joker 2.
Yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic. And you hate it.
I'll see it. Obviously, I have an obligation to see it, but...
You don't have to.
I mean, we will do it.
I probably have to.
When the episodes are this good...
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
Like Black Panther.
Right.
Anyways, anything more on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
I guess not.
Okay. Yeah, this is the greatest episode because Dude. You liked it. You saw it multiple times.
Saw it twice, yeah.
You saw an hour and 40 minutes of it.
Which I did really enjoy.
And I watched it on a laptop at home. Welcome to There Are Too Many Movies, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, don't be a fucking stupid dipshit asshole and throw food in a public... I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah.
It's weird that you were the only one, like that's a total Larry David moment where you're like,
yeah.
Am I the only one?
Am I a psychopath right now?
Yeah.
Am I imagining food falling on my lap?
Yeah. You getting in a fight in the theater and just cuts to boom, 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 bang.
Yeah, dude. That's the thing is, like, if I turn around and I'm like, whoever the fuck, and then bang, 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 from the screen, I'm like, well, you just sort of cut me off, man. Like.
Yeah. I don't know. The hallway scene was great, in which you need to see. I'll show you after
this. Sounds cool.
Yeah. It's pretty neato.
There we go. Is it cinema with Marty Scorsese? We have determined whether or not Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is in fact cinema or not cinema based on the one true format, or based on the scale of fucking Marty Scorsese. Is it or is it not?
Fucking Marty. God damn.
It's Marty fucking Scorsese. I really liked it. Cinema for me. Alex?
Can I rate it? I didn't finish it.
Fucking go for it. Who cares?
I mean, I feel like if I finished it, I might say it was 4-3, but I can't. So I'll at least say it's cinema.
Okay.
Chris? I can recognize this as cinema. It's a cinematic experience.
But...
We're going against the Marty Scorsese.
Yeah.
By saying Marvel cinema.
Because you didn't finish it, I feel like we can't even go to 4-3 round.
Well, it doesn't matter because I wouldn't say it's 4-3. So.
Yeah.
Simply not.
It's simply not.
Simply...
It wouldn't make it past me, so...
And I'm the bouncer. You're out of here.
Didn't like it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I'm the bouncer for PS2 2001.
Good Guys Win, Volume 3.
Well, now I know how it ends.
DMTs?
Good Guys Win, Volume 3.
That's good, actually.
That's one. And then I got Marvel Slop Raccoon Edition.
Nice.
Okay. Alex?
Rocket Power. That's all I have.
That just matter.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Rise of Raccoon.
All right.
Skywalker. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
How to Make Me Cry for a CGI Raccoon.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
All right.
I like one of mine.
I like one. I like my one.
I like the one of the two that I said. How about that?
Games? I know the budget. Games. Do you guys know?
I don't know the budget.
You want to guess?
Sure. $67
million. $67
million.
All right.
That goes $75
million. $250
Jesus
million.
Fuck.
So I won. That's a lot of
barely.
Money.
Barely.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's
a lot. Yeah, it is.
CGI costs a lot of money.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that would be it.
You bet. They built a lot of sets for this, though. Not that you could see on your laptop.
Yeah. A lot of green sheets.
Does someone's got to make them.
They did build a lot of sets for this.
Joann Fabrics is like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
More green?
Hell yeah.
They're keeping... Joann Fabrics
the
is...
The big
in,
spool.
And they're kept in business by Marvel Films. They just keep printing green sheets.
Literally printing money.
Yeah. Green and blue.
Is there a specific difference in what you should be using on a green screen versus a blue screen, or is there...
It just depends contextually what they're wearing.
All right.
They don't Nowhere is a fully built set, by the way. It's like at least, I think, two square blocks.
Oh, cool. That makes sense, because in the Guardians Christmas thing, it is in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Pretty big set.
Right on.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did Bradley Cooper, to prepare for the role of being a raccoon, did he eat trash or anything?
Yeah, he actually did.
That'd be cool if he did.
Mm-hmm.
Be a lot cooler if he did.
He shit in a dumpster and ate an eight ball.
Yeah, he got into a patch of fermented
pumpkin juice
and fucked up a barnyard. Anyways, you guys want to play actor game?
Sure.
For whom?
Bradley Coopies. For the raccoon?
Bradley Poopies.
The star of the film.
You won, you should go.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Boint.
What?
Burn.
Oh.
Which one do I go with? Fucking... What's the Chris Kyle one? Goddamn. American Sniper.
The Hangover.
Wedding Crashers.
Fuck you.
The fucking tie over the shoulder. I'll never that shit's so funny. I'll never forget that.
Fuck. Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Pooper,
actually.
Getting
a lot of shit,
Poopies,
man.
On the strip.
Poopies on the strip.
Poopies up on the strip.
Kitchen Confidential, the TV movie.
Oh, yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Star is Born?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck. I'm out.
Damn. Shit, man. Fuck. Bradley Cooper. Limitless.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
This probably won't work, but he was in the audience and asked a question during a Q&A panel of Inside the Actor's
All
Studio.
Right. Congratulations, Chris.
Why would that work?
It was on a screen, and he was on that screen. Therefore,
he was in the
Actor's Studio.
All right.
Oh, man.
I tried.
Thanks for listening to There Are Too Many Movies.
Thanks.
$5 a month on Patreon if you want to support your local on the internet podcast. If you want a bonus episode every week,
we will suck your dick.
It's essentially a bonus episode of three guys shitting around.
Literally.
And then also you get a bonus episode a month, like a real bonus episode a month.
Yeah.
And then an extra one a week. And then a bunch of other BTS shit. You get my feet.
JOI back shots.
We're no longer an explicit Patreon page. Please stop plugging
that's
JOIs.
On my OnlyFans.
Okay.
Subscribe to his OnlyFans.
Later, Toads.
Thanks. $5 a month. B.
Yo, what's up, boys? Just wanted to say, loving the pod so far. Had a quick question. Was just curious, your guys' thoughts on the new push into psychological genre in film, and, you know, if you think it's, you know, necessarily a good thing, or if we're veering into a weird point in cinema where, you know, everything that's going to come out in the next 10 or so years is going to be everyone trying to copy some of the best ones, and, you know, it's just going to be a plethora of shitty psychological films. So, just curious, that's all. This is Will, and love the pod, thanks.
Man, I don't know what be going on over there, man, but, like, I'm over here in New York, man, and, like, you got living days over there. You got all the time you go by. And, like, I can't be over there, man. I'm on my way over here in New York, man. I'm on my way looking at this. But, like, you know, I feel like one day I go over there and take the theater. Well, what's it called? Take the theater, yeah. And,